Reg Presley, the founder and lead singer of The Troggs, has died. Wow, Presley wasn't the only person to memorably sing that song, but his version has inspired countless garage bands in the almost half century since the Troggs recorded it. As NPR's Netta Ulubi reports, Presley died of lung cancer yesterday at his home in England. He was 71 years old.
Reg Presley was working as a bricklayer in his hometown, Andover, England, when he put together a band he called, at first, the Troglodytes. He had just gotten married.
We were really struggling in those days. Money was tight.
That's Presley's wife, Brenda, in a 1995 BBC documentary. She remembered the first time she heard what would be the Troggs' most famous song.
And I just broke down and cried. I said, that'll never be a hit. It's bloody awful.
Legend has it the guitars were slightly out of tune, driving generations of imitators crazy as they tried to duplicate the sound. It was one of seven hits the Troggs would record in only 18 months. I want to spend my life with a girl
like you. We were sounding pretty potent at that time.
That's Reg Presley in that BBC documentary. He was born Reginald Morris Ball. A publicist changed his last name to Presley as a joke. And the Troggs were mocked by the Beatles, among others. But they were also revered by one of rock's most important critics. Lester Bangs called them the progenitors of punk. Their career had more than a few twists. In the late 1960s, a studio engineer secretly taped the Troggs arguing during a recording session.
I agree, it is a good song.
But it won't be unless we spend a little bit of thought and imagination to make it number one. You've got to put a little bit of fairy dust over the
The leaked tapes became such an underground sensation, they were eventually released with the band's permission. They even inspired a scene in the movie Spinal Tap.
There's one producer in this room, and the last time I heard, it was me.
The movies were generally kind to the Troggs. Love Actually and Four Weddings and a Funeral made use of one of their songs. In my 27 years after it was recorded, it went back to number one on the British charts and stayed there for months.
Well, love is all around me, and so the feeling grows.
The royalties Presley earned helped finance his later in life fascination with aliens and his certainty they were trying to talk to us through crop circles, as he explained to a Channel 4 interviewer in 1994.
Now, it's from the diatonic tones that come from the shapes and the relationships between each circle.
Well, maybe they'll give you some more ideas for some hit songs.
Presley wrote a book about his beliefs called Wild Things They Don't Tell Us. He was, by every account, a modest, unassuming guy. He stayed married to his wife for nearly 50 years and never moved from the town where he'd grown up. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.